Trudeau is beginning to lose – Farage denounces dire threats made against Freedom Convoy? By Peter Cattell on February 16, 2022. Brexit firebrand Nigel Farage has denounced the dire threats made by the Trudeau government against Canada's Freedom Convoy demonstrators, noting that it appears the Canadian Prime Minister is losing the battle on lockdown rules. Nigel Farage, the UK political linchpin behind the Brexit movement, has slammed the Canadian government's handling of the ongoing Freedom Convoy anti-lockdown protests in the country. Drawing a comparison between the Canadian truckers, who he says have behaved incredibly well, to the sometimes violent Black Lives Matter movement, Farage said that Trudeau's far-left administration was getting very, very heavy on those involved in the demos. These protesters have been branded by the government in Canada as white supremacists, far-right extremists. Every pejorative term you can think of has been thrown at these people, Farage said on his Tuesday program on GB News. Every attempt has been made to demonize these people. And yet, I've sensed, over the last couple of weeks, that actually Trudeau was beginning to lose. Farage continued, noting how Canadian protesters were likely to be emboldened by countries like the UK and Denmark easing restrictions and allowing people to exercise their own common sense regarding the Chinese coronavirus. With these factors considered, Farage suggested that the Canadian government crack down on protesters, with authorities invoking the Dictatorial Emergencies Act for the first time ever, were a sign of Trudeau and his government's weakening position on the issue. "I just begin to think maybe this is a sign of them losing," Farage explained. The Canadian government's invocation of the Emergencies Act in order to deal with the ongoing anti-lockdown demos has been met with much resistance in Canada, with multiple provincial premiers coming out against the move seemingly aimed at stomping out the mostly peaceful protests. Two civil liberties groups within the country have also come out against the government's move, with the Canadian Civil Liberties Association stating that the restrictive criteria for the use of the Act had not yet been met by the ongoing crisis. "The federal government has not met the threshold necessary to invoke the Emergencies Act," the organization wrote online. "This law creates a high and clear standard for good reason. The Act allows government to bypass ordinary democratic processes. Governments regularly deal with difficult situations, and do so using powers granted to them by democratically elected representatives," the Post continued. "Emergency legislation should not be normalized. It threatens our democracy and our civil liberties." Another organization, the Ontario Civil Liberties Administration, also came out against the use of the Emergencies Act, saying that its use is an opportunistic political act intended to eliminate protest that opposes the policies of the sitting government. "Peaceful protest and civil disobedience are essential in a democratic society. Without these mechanisms of peaceful expression, demonstration, and opposition, there can be no democracy," the organization said. Meanwhile, Pastor Henry Hildebrandt, who has reportedly been giving sermons from the top of trucks involved in the protest, also denounced the Canadian government while being interviewed by Nigel Farage on GB News. "We are under a tyrannical oppression here," the pastor told Farage. "It needs to stop.